Hello, I'm Noel Davidson, the servant and apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ, ministering locally to the body of Christ in Dallas, Fort Worth, Texas, sent by God to your house. I want to welcome you to this broadcast, and I want to bless you in Jesus' name. Let us pray. Spare thy people, Lord. Give not thine heritage to reproach, that the heathen run over them. Wherefore should they say among the people, where's their God? Spare thy people, Lord. Give not thine heritage to reproach, that the heathen run over them. Wherefore should they say among the people, where's their God? Spare thy people, Lord. Give not thine heritage to reproach, that the heathen rule over them. Wherefore should they say among the people, where's their God? Father, praise your name. Thank you for setting up kings, governors, presidents, judges, and making fools out of judges. Father, I praise your name. Thank you for the peace of Jerusalem. Thank you for Lisa. Thank you for John. Thank you for John's friend. And thank you for John's friend's parents. Lord, let the power of God fall on those two. Convince them of sin, righteousness, and judgment. Sin, because they won't believe on you. Righteousness, because you've been raised from the dead. Judgment, because the prince of this world has been judged and cast out. Father, I want to praise you, bless your name, magnify your name, praise your name, amen. Thank you, Father. Praise God, amen. Want to give you honor and praise and glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Let me tell you, when God puts in my heart to pray for somebody, he has a purpose for your life. It's not to be gooping off in the earth. It's to obey God. And you will do it. Amen. Thank God. Now, I don't know just exactly what I want to say, but I'll say it. There are a lot of things going on in my heart. Many things that I'm overcoming. It's necessary that I overcome. 1 John 5:4 says, this is a victory that overcometh the world, even your faith. The victory that overcometh the world, even your faith. Yesterday, on a live broadcast, I taught from the book of Joel, chapter 2. And there's a verse of scripture that I've read for many years. If you want to look at it, you can. If you don't, you can trust me what I tell you. But it's Joel 2:32, and it talks about after, pardon me, after restoration, after the soul is restored, then God will pour out his spirit. And it says in that 32nd verse, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be delivered, shall be saved. And then, then it continues on talking about a remnant. A remnant of people that'll be saved. I have never been a person that believed in such thing as remnants being saved. I just picked, I suppose, whatever verses of scripture that I liked and what God says, it is his will that all men be saved. Amen. But that's not all he said. You Baptists have got it all wrong. And that's what my war is with now. It has been for 39 years. Baptists. It says, I would that all men be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. But you Baptists shortcut it to suit yourself. You know what you really do? You make a decision to place yourself in great jeopardy and whether you will even get to heaven or not. You believe in that eternal security. You're a bunch of blind people. You're a bunch of arrogant people. You want to believe what you want to believe and call it God. There is no worse deceit than to say, the Lord said, when he never spoke a word, no word, no words, that using his name in vain. And that's what you do. My mother was a Baptist. Not only was my mother a Baptist, her ancestors were Baptists all the way from Europe for several years. I'm talking about 300 or 400. I'm talking about evangelical Baptists, a line of Baptists in her background that's just unreal. And it just goes back. And you know what's really amazing? They all had biblical names. Well, not all, but many of the men had biblical names. That makes you probably righteous, huh? I always wondered why she named me Doyle. Well, it's the grace of God. That's all. Just to make silly people ask silly questions. But my mother, I don't think she was even saved. I don't even believe she was born again. I know my dad's family were Northern Methodists, and they were not born again until my granddad was 50 years of age in 1924. And they heard a message by one of John Wesley's holiness preachers. And my aunt, my dad's oldest sister, was born again, her and her husband. I knew him well. He lived to be 100 years of age. Died in the 1995, I think it was. A very nice man. Born again. The Davisons were all born again, and they had to get out of the business they were in, which was road contracting. Not only that, he said, why'd they have to get out? Because they had to pay bribes to get bids. That's why. Do you know that company you work with pays bribes to somebody all the time? Did you know that? Did you know that job you've got they wouldn't have if someone wasn't paying some bribe to someone? You blind people, have you ever thought about waking up and see how wicked this world is? Thank God he opened my eyes. But the Davisons all were born again. 1924, my dad was 17. My granddad built Redwood Holiness Church, which taught John Wesley Methodist. This could make, I didn't know this, but this could make a Methodist madder than anything you've ever imagined, to tell them John Wesley taught holiness. I mean, Methodists don't want to hear any part of that. You self-righteous things, you're just like the Baptists. Just exactly like it. We'll get the rest of you in it before we quit. This is God. He's after you hypocrites that say the Lord said, but they didn't, and to call evil good and good evil. That's what you do. So, in 1924, they built this church. And I think my mother and dad, well, I know they were married in 28. 27. I knew I wouldn't get this right. Hadn't even thought about it till now. Just before Christmas, 1927. And my mother was a Baptist. And she said she loved my dad, and I suppose she did in her own way. But there was one thing that she wasn't going to do, and that was give up being a Baptist. She was not going to give up being a Baptist. That was what she believed to be right. It didn't make any difference what you thought. They were right and everybody else was wrong. Now, this is what they accuse me of. It's just that I don't think I'm right. I tell you the Word's right. The Bible's right. And if you can't follow a roadmap, you don't have enough sense to get out of the rain anyway. Well, I'm just telling you, being really blunt today, which is normal for me, but God loves you. So my mother went to church after my older sister was born. I'm sure she went before with Dad, but she never approved of what was taught or any other part. She just went, just a hypocrite, my mother. And before I was born, she told God, which I had no idea she ever did this, if he'd give her a son, she'd give him back to him. You all have heard the testimony about how they said I was going to die and so forth. But what I want to say is, after I was born, Mother made sure that she went to church and took me. Why? Because she's religious. That's why you go, because you're religious. And so one church is better than none. And after all, she had told God, if he gave her a son, she'd give him back. All this came out in the last 25, 30 years. I never knew this. Thank God I didn't. But as soon as I told my dad, or asked my dad, because I respected my dad, and it says, children, obey your parents. I know that you people think when you get 18, you can tell your parents to go to H, right? I'm my own boss. Well, find out about Isaac. Read about Isaac. Have you ever thought about that? Have you ever thought about reading in the Bible and seeing how those people respected their fathers and their mothers? Have you ever thought you're not so cool? No. You never gave that a consideration because you're puffed up in your fleshly mind. So when I asked my dad if we're okay with him, if I didn't go back to the church that he went to, because all I saw in it was a bunch of hypocrites and something that didn't work. Something that didn't work. And I thought, why should any person give themselves any time to something that won't work? That's the way I felt. Why give a minute to something that won't work? I'm a person that believes in productivity, I guess. Not sit around twiddling my thumbs. And Dad said, I said, it's not doing me any good. you know, while I'm at it, J.R. Staten, I got something to say to the world about you, because when Travis used these words with you, you said, well, Doyle didn't go back to church. You liar. I didn't leave God like you did, if you ever knew him. And you people that use that this is what I did as an example, I left religion and walked away from it and never returned, always wondering where God was at. So while I couldn't find where God was at, I just gave myself to making money. And I did well, real well. But the crooks couldn't corrupt me. I had businessmen with great strength and great accomplishments. Tell me, Doc, you're too honest for your own good. And I said, never, never. This honesty got me where I'm at, and this honesty will carry me on. Some of the best-known businessmen in Dallas said that to me. I've never been too honest, but I have been honest with myself as well as you. I don't have to lie. Truth always prevails. So anyway, after Dad told me, if you don't think it's doing you any good, then don't go back. I said, good. You know what? My mother quit going. Why? She still was determined that I'd be a Baptist. You know, you people don't give up. Do you know that? You're a stubborn, stiff-necked bunch. You don't give up. Someday you think, you'll change me. Impossible. You have no chance. You know what I trust? That by the power of God, I can save some. Paul said, of all things to all people, that I might save some. And that's where I'm at. Because I don't want to see you in hell. I'm not going to see you if you go. I just don't want to see you on your road and end up there. But I'm not going there. How can you be sure? I'm not. But I trust the living God. He won't lead me in a lie. Amen? You say, you do the same thing. No, you don't. You follow the lust of your heart. You know it. The lust of the eyes, pride of life, and the lust of the flesh. And that's what you follow. It'll bring you great problems. Anyway, my mother would sit home and read her Bible and listen to a Baptist preacher in Joplin, Missouri, Thurman Kelly, every Sunday morning on radio. And then other times she'd be listening to some Baptist preacher. She was a dedicated Baptist. She'd sit and listen at night to some Baptist preacher. And none of them knew the truth. Nor did she. And when I got the baptism of the Holy Spirit, she almost fell off the planet. You know, there are three things, three steps of obedience to every person that even thinks they can become a Christian. You know that? Three steps of obedience. Number one, you must be born again, saved, whatever you want to call it. Receive Christ, whatever you want to call it. But I'll tell you what happens if any of those three take place. He that's joined to the Lord is one spirit. And if you were not joined to the Lord, you're never born again, you were never saved, you never received Christ. He that's joined to the Lord is one spirit. That be the Lord Jesus Christ. So, this next step, step two or three, or it can be three or two, and two. All right? But you people have your own little ways doing it. And you Baptists are really a wreck. You are. You're a total wreck. You get them born again. Then what's the next step? You must be baptized to be join this church, right? Well, the book of Acts doesn't say that. The book of Acts tore Baptist doctrine up in shreds. Because the second step may be baptism in the Holy Spirit with evidence of speaking in other tongues. And then, water baptism. Read it. You experts? Well, you know what amazes me is finally my mother had three devils cast out of her by the Spirit of God from my heart and my mouth. My faith, my gospel, three devils I cast out of that Baptist, and I can't wait to cast one out of you, because that's what you need. Be free of your Baptist spirits, your Catholic spirits, your Methodist spirits. Church of Christ spirits, evil spirits. I came here this morning wondering what I was going to do. I won't tell you now, but later I'll tell you something that happened. Right now, let's worship God. If you have the heart. If you're all puffed up in pride, you probably don't have the heart. Let's worship God.
Put on the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Lift up the voice to God. Praise in the spirit and with understanding. We'll magnify the Lord. Put on the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Lift up the voice to God. Praise in the spirit and with understanding.
Spirit, ever understand.
Oh, that healeth me. You are the Lord.